Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. People who have been enslaved and then set free think and act differently than those who have never been enslaved. The generation of the Israelites that came out of Egypt and entered into the Promised Land knew what it was to be in slavery and to have nothing. Then they learned what it felt like to be set free, to be given everything. And for one who has had nothing, who has been then given everything, it's not terribly difficult to be generous. These first generation Promised Land Israelites had no problem at all with the Lord's instructions, with giving generously of their first fruits, as God had asked them. They remembered and were told even to confess the past. They remembered how needy they were, and they remembered how much God had done for them. They knew that they had not earned his inheritance or this promised land, but everything came to them by his gracious hand and out of his divine goodness and mercy. He gave to them in great abundance, and they gladly gave back to him the first fruits as he asked. However, people's memories are awful short, aren't they? It doesn't take long to forget the lessons learned in the past. Just a few generations later, and the Israelites had all but forgotten what it was to be enslaved and to have nothing. They had forgotten how much God had done for them, leading them out of the land of Egypt, through the wilderness, and into the promised land. They didn't know a time when it had been bad. Only the faint, distant memories from stories their parents and grandparents told them. And over those generations, their thinking changed from generosity and eager giving to the Lord for all his benefits to them to a reluctant and a begrudged giving. From giving out of the heart with great love and joy to giving because the law demanded it. In this, we clearly see our human nature. By nature, we are not generous people, quickly willing to show mercy and love. We are selfish people by nature. We put ourselves first and sometimes only, taking all the credit for anything good, blaming others for anything evil. We want to hold on to what we have, being afraid that there might not be enough for us, which means that by nature we do not trust the Lord to provide as he has promised. By nature we don't believe that he has given us everything that we have, and so we're only returning a small portion to him. By nature we believe that we're the ones in control. We can take care of ourselves. After all, just look at what I have done. Again, people who have been enslaved and then set free think and act differently than those who have never been enslaved. Those who know firsthand from their own lives and experience how bad things can be also have a good understanding of how merciful and gracious God is. But those who have never experienced deprivation, who have always had blessing upon blessing, often take for granted what God has done and what he continues to do for them. Sometimes, like these Israelites, they even forget that there is a God. If you've never known the full, deep depravity of your sinful nature, never really believed that your sins are all that bad, never known the terrors of hell that you deserve, then neither will you know the fullness of God's grace. If you don't think your debt is that great, then you will not think that Jesus had much to do in order to pay it off. Until you have been terrified by your sins and the law spoken against you, and are shown that your debt is far greater than any person could ever pay off, you cannot know how merciful God has been You cannot know the soothing words of the gospel or the forgiveness of your sins. You cannot possibly understand what Jesus has given up to save you. At one point, Jesus said, "He who is forgiven little loves little." And that is true. But as soon as God lets you see just how bad your sinful nature is, just how ugly and damning your sins are, as He causes you to remember the past and confess your years of wandering in the wilderness of sin, complaining, and even denying God's mercy, then finally can you start to see how much God has done for you, how much He loves you, and how you owe Him everything, including your very life. And once you do see how much you have been forgiven, how God loves you in spite of your many sins, then you will also begin to love much. Because He loves you first, you can love others. Because He blesses you with good things, you can be a blessing to others. You will turn to your neighbor in love and forgive his little debts that are against you. You will turn to your God and be generous to him as well, not because the law says that you must, but because you want to. Until you know how much God has done for you, you cannot love him or give back to him as he asks, not without anger or resentment. But once you do know this gracious God and what he has done for you, there is no way that you can keep from joyfully giving to him from the abundance that he has given to you even more than what he asks. And we see this with those first Israelites who had just entered the promised land. They had come out of slavery and wandering in the wilderness. They had nothing, and they were given everything. And they willingly, joyfully gave their first fruits to God. You may have come here tonight thinking that your sins are not that damning, not that bad, not compared to other people at least, that this whole Lent thing is just a little bit over the top. You may think that God is pleased with you because, on the whole, you're a good person. Well, I'm here to tell you some bad news. Your sins are that damning. You are that bad. You are dust, and to dust you must return. The wages of sin is death, and you deserve hell as your rightful wages. God is not pleased with you because you think you're a good person most of the time. He is not satisfied with half-hearted repentance or attempts to appease him. Only complete perfection is good enough for God. Be holy as the Lord your God is holy, the scripture says. And you can only be holy when God makes you holy. You can only go from the kingdom of the devil in the wilderness of sin into God's kingdom and his promised land when he carries you through the water and washes you off and delivers you there himself. And this, brothers and sisters in Christ, is the good news. Because this is what God has done for you. He has done everything to save you. Salvation is free, but it is not cheap. It costs God his only son's perfect life. That was the price paid to redeem you. And Jesus paid it joyfully. By his sacrifice, and with this knowledge and understanding of how great your sins are and how much greater your Savior, you have been set free from sin and death to live your life in love and in service to God and to one another. And with the Israelites, at the end of the day, you can rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. Forgiven and redeemed children of God, go in his forgiveness and peace. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and His precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for His sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through His Word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.